Blog Talk Radio.
Right.
In the name and in the power of Amen God, I breathe, I live, I trust. I move forward on into the future with the collective body of solar beings, and we are free. We are freeing ourselves. We are awakening. We are awakening by way of our mind, our body, and our souls. My name is Sinetra Menkarays, and I will be hosting this morning's Amina Rays broadcasting. I would like to say peace to all the gods and the goddesses, both the builders and the destroyers, because in this time that we are living in today, it is absolutely necessary. Today's topic is going to be based upon our origins. Who were we as a black race of people when we came here to this planet Earth? I have heard the name of the earth been called so many things. However, much of the history as it relates to the origins of the earth, the origins of the solar system that we are currently in, our universe, and the multiple galaxies have not been a major topic of discussion among us as a people today. We should want to know all things as it relates to who we are, where we are, how we came to be where we are, and where will we be going into the future. Now, with this topic, the origins of the black race, this is a very short time to dive into a very expansive topic, but it is absolutely more than enough time to inspire thought. It's enough time to spark that light in our minds and to get our mental juices flowing. My purpose is to simply share the truth as I have come to know it for myself from my life's experiences. It's not that my life experiences are any greater or any lesser than anyone else's life experiences. However, when you put something out there, whether it comes from a skeptical mind or a mind that simply wants to know, you know, most people, I don't know if it's instinct or, like I said, or if it's skepticism, you know, they want to know the source. And you have no better source than your own life experiences, your own exploration, your own experimentation. There is no powerful account than one that you can speak on, that you can utilize from being there, from being present, whether you were mentally, physically, emotionally present at the particular time that you may have gone through your experience or your experimentation or your exploration of life. At least you have an account that you can speak on as it relates to how it manifested or what manifested or how you came through a particular situation. Now, for myself, when I was growing up, I mentioned before, I had the fortunate experience of having really, really great parents, mom and dad. I came from a family where both my mother and father had five siblings each. Both of their sets of parents had five children. And, you know, fortunately for me, because it is not that way for a lot of families today, I had a father who was a real man, a phenomenal man. And he was a man who was about his family. One particular trait that I really, really loved about my father is that he found his voice as a storyteller. And because of that, that was his way of helping my mother with raising their children. There's nothing better than having a mother and in your life who have taken time and energy to define their roles as it relates to how they're going to raise their children. And the reason why I say raise the children, because you also have a term where it's called rearing the children. And then you also have this newfound term that I just heard over the last couple of years, but it definitely applies as it relates to just dragging your children up, dragging your children behind you, as opposed to rearing your children and getting behind them and pushing them forward. And also the term as it relates to raising your children, giving them a foundation so that they can stand on the shoulders of what life experiences, what exploration, and you know, those things that you have come through, you know, as a you know, as their direct bloodline, you know, what did they learn, so that you may not have to necessarily, you know, repeat that same particular lesson. Now, most of our problems as a race of people, they do stem from the fact that we really don't know our origins and where we came from as a people. I had to put that shout out there as it relates to my mother and my father and what it is that I learned from them, because it was through them as a child, you know, that I was taught, raised to the best of their ability on what knowledge that they had been given. And I give a shout out to my mother and father, because it was because of them that I was raised with an open mind. They made a choice as teenagers. My mother and father knew each other from small children. So evidently they contracted, you know, on their soul journey, you know, when they came here, they knew each other. That's what they decided. They became parents as teenagers. And even though they were raised as most black people are raised in the society through religion, they made a choice that they were not going to raise their children that way. In my father's acquiring of his knowledge, his exploration, you know, his journey, he picked up for himself the thought, the idea. He received the message from on high that he was going to raise his children with the mindset of universal thought. So he had a connection to the source. He had a divine connection to the supreme being, the creator, the most high, And he chose not to raise his children based upon the what he was raised upon, which was religion. They always say, you know, if you ever want to hide something from a black person, you know, put it in a book. And the reason why I share that thought, even though, you know, it may not sound like it connects to what I just said, was this. Of our people, most of black people raise their children based upon what it is that they receive from the norms, the traditions of their parentage, you know, where it is that they have immediately come from. Most of us come here with a desire, you know, if we are raised by good parents, even if it's in a single-parent home, whether it be a mother that's raising her children or a father alone raising their children. If you are good to your children, then they want to be good to you. So therefore, they will, in some cases, but not all, you know, strive to live their lives, you know, as they were taught. You know, that is a, that's one of the known scriptures, you know, raise a child in the way that they should go, and when they are older, more mature, they will not depart from it. Now, as it relates to our origins, because, like I said, my father decided he wanted to, you know, and my mother was in agreement, raise his children on universal law. It wasn't a strict, it was not a strict upraising. It was a upraising that inspired a openness of mind, and it inspired a independence. It inspired a desire to think about things. And it also inspired a inclination towards being free. One of the movies, no, there was two. There was two. Two movies that my father would use as a tool at that particular time. You know, they were not so much into the purchasing of movies like we are today. You know, they didn't have, like, you know, stacks of DVDs and Blu-rays and videos on the shelf when I was coming up, you know. So they had to rely on particular, you know, TV shows when they came on. And two of my favorites from my father were the story of Roots and also the story of Shaka Zulu. And looking at this time, I'm going to say it now, this is most likely going to be two parts. So if it pleases Amen, I will finish the second part tomorrow. Now, going back to my father and his narration, storytelling, his gift, his ability to share those things that were in his mind and how he related to why it was that he chose universal law and order as opposed to religion. When he would have us sit with him in our dinner, we would watch the movie Roots. My father would get up and he would do a narration. He would narrate through the whole movie, and this was something that was very enjoyable experience for our father. Whenever you have a man who is present and he is taking time with his love and his energy to share something, you know, that is a very enjoyable experience. I don't care what nobody says if we think about it. And if that man's motivation and his thoughts, you know, and his purpose is pure. Now, the reason that my father did this was because he wanted us to have a foundation as it related to what he had come to know about our origins as a people. So at that particular time, because I know he had not read a whole lot of books. He was a thinking man. He thought about things. He thought about those life experiences, you know, that he had come through, you know, being a black man who is, you know, besides the black woman, you know, treated the absolute worst. So he, to the best of his ability, wanted to instill in us some form of pride and what it is that he was learning and what he had experienced, what he had come to know, which was not a whole lot because, like I said, if you want to hide something from black people, you put it in a book. Neither my mother or father, they did not spend a whole lot of time in books. And therefore, that was a fortunate thing for me because even though I was inspired and encouraged to go to school and get that book learning, that was something that was promoted and was thought that was very necessary to do. As far as it related to knowledge of self and the origins of self, that was something among those members of my immediate family. Those things were discussed among our external family our extended family members at gatherings. And that's something that people still do today. They still, you know, come together at the family reunion, at the family gatherings, and even, you know, in the immediate family households, we talk about our family trees. At that particular time, what tools my father had and he would use was he used Alex Haley's representation of the story of roots, and he also used, you know, the movie Shaka Zulu, because those things resonated with him. You know, Shaka Zulu, you know, represented a determined man, you know, with a warrior spirit. That appealed to my father. And that's who he defined himself and presented himself as to his family. You know, that's where he took his origin of thought back to. And also, at the same time, as it related to Alex Haley's orientation of the presentation or, you know, what he presented, you know, to black people in the world, you know, as a story of roots. Even though these two particular movies, and there have been so many more that we have been, they have been trying to drive our focus to. The same types of movies, the same types of slave movies where you have the help, you have the butler, you have the 12 years of slave, you have the whole Alex Roots stories from Roots to the story of Queen. You have so many more of those movies because the origin, the true origin of our people is something that has to be sought out by us as a people. And we cannot today expect anyone to do our work for us. I was hoping to just keep the focus on going back to the origin. However, I have to stay in tune with those divine messages that are coming to my mind so that I can help elevate and raise and put something on the mind. Because if it pleases Amen, there will be another day. There will be tomorrow morning. It's important to think about what it is that we have been given. And why we have been given what we have been given. They're going to be celebrating, you know, the quote-unquote Independence Day, the 4th of July, you know, tomorrow. And we need to know why these things. We don't necessarily have to look in their books, but we should be thinking about it and be very, very aware, be present as it relates to why this Independence Day is so important and why is it that our own independence is important. And you cannot be independent of someone else unless you truly know. Do the work to find out your origin and who you are as a people. Our origin did not start with the movie Roots. That's obvious. Our origin did not start with the movie Shaka Zulu. You know? Even though that's what I was raised up and as it relates to where it is that my dear father's understanding had come from and his open mind as it related to showing us particular aspects of character and family, it's on the next generation to take it that much further because we are living in a time where our people do not truly have a knowledge of themselves. And as it is related to us in the book, that the people, black people in particular, are being destroyed because of a lack of knowledge. Not only are they being destroyed because of a lack of knowledge, they are also being destroyed because of far too much information that is in these books, that are in these movies, and are in these TV shows, these cable shows, these YouTube channels, these blog talk radios, anything that we accept into our mind that we are hopefully looking at with the mind of discernment. Not a spirit of discernment, but a mind, a thinking mind, as it relates to how is this going to elevate my soul and does it resonate with who it is that I am as a mind, body, and soul being, because that is who we are and our origins go back to the source who put us here on this planet today. As I opened up, as it related to the planets and the solar system and the universe and the galaxies, we can go back so, so very, very far. We can go back as far as we desire. It just takes an open mind. I want to say peace to the gods and the goddesses. I'm not going to close out with a song today because I'm running out of time, but I will say thank you so much for tuning in to Omniraise Broadcasting. My name is Sinetra Menkarays, and I'm going to close out in the name and in the power of Amen God. I breathe, I live, I trust, I move forward on into the future. And with the solar beings, the collective body of God beings, we are free. Have a great day.
I never knew a la, 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 a la like this. Gotta be something for me to write this. Queen, I ain't seen you in a minute. Wrote this letter and finally decide to send it. Signed, sealed, delivered for us to grow together. Love has no limit, let's spin a slow forever. I know your heart is weathered by what does did to you. I ain't gon' start them cause I probably did it too. Because of you feelings I handle with care. Some niggas recognize your life but they can't handle the glare. You know I ain't the type to walk around with matching shirts. A relationship is effort, I will match your work. I wanna be the one to make you happiest and hurt you the most. They say the end is near, it's important that we close to the most high. Regardless of what happened on him, let's rely.
There are times when you need someone.
Yeah.
I will
second. It's important we communicate and tune the fate of this union to the right pitch. I never call you my bitch or even my boo. There's so much in the name and so much more in you. Few understand the union of woman and man. It's sex and a single is where they assuming it land. But that's fly by night for you in the sky right. During these cold shy nights, moon, you my light. If heaven had a height, you would be that tall. Ghetto to coffee shop, you, I see that all. Let's stick to understanding and we won't fall. For better or worse times, I hope to me you call. So I pray every day more than anything friends will stay as we begin to lay this foundation for a family. Love ain't simple, why can't it be anything worth having you work at annually? Granted, we've known each other for some time. It don't take a whole day to recognize sunshine. Second, it's kind of fresh you listen to more than hip-hop, and I can catch you in the mix from beauty to thrift shop. Plus you shit-pop when it's time to, thinking you fresh, suggesting beats I should rhyme to. At times when I'm lost, I try to find you. You know to give me space when it's time to. My heart's dictionary defines you, it's love and happiness. Truthfully, it's hard trying to practice abstinence. The time we committed love, it was real good. Had to be for me to arrive, and it still feel good. I know the sex ain't gonna keep you, but as my equal, it's how I must treat you. As my reflection, the light, I'ma lead you. And whatever's right, I'ma feed you. Ta-ka-da, 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 ta-ka-da. Yo, I tell you the rest when I see you. See.